It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the heart-soaring beginning with all things possible. It was the first step in a 7,000-mile walk through the desert without water. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. I had everything before me. I had nothing before me. The everything before me was that it was nearly time to leave for my yin yoga class. Our instructor, Liz, said we should feel at the end as if we'd had a cross between a structured nap and a massage. Who couldn't use a nap and a massage? Especially because I'd been wrestling with nothing before me for hours, producing a few pathetic words insufficient to make a reader try the next paragraph, never mind a novel. Yes, I was trying to write a novel, specifically a romance novel. But considering I just riffed off the opening of A Tale of Two Cities, I worried Charles Dickens had wormed his way deep into my subconscious and my ending might echo Sidney Carton's trip to the guillotine. No matter what Hollywood thinks, have you seen some of the things they call romance? Cutting off the hero's head is not the route to a happy ending. That much I knew. Okay, Carton wasn't the romantic lead of A Tale of Two Cities. He still ended up a hero and lost his head. I've never forgiven Dickens. I wasn't going to do that to my readers. If I ever had any, since I was trying to write a book for the first time. Which would surprise the heck out of millions who considered me the author of the iconic mega-hit, Abandon All. The catch was, I didn't write Abandon All. My great-aunt Kit did. She'd masterminded my playing the public persona of Abandon All, investing our earnings, then ending our arrangement. She's a masterminding kind of person. I'd happily left the Abandon All persona in Manhattan, reemerging as Sheila Mackey in Haynes Tavern, Kentucky, just over the Ohio River from Cincinnati. Now I was trying to actually write. How was it going? Worst of times, desert marathon without water, winter of despair, nothing before me.
What are you doing?
I closed the laptop in front of me with extreme nonchalance. Nothing, I told Teague O'Donnell in an even reasonable tone, despite his sneaking up on me in the dining room of my own home. He was a friend, acquaintance really, from the Torrid Avenue Dog Park. It was our dogs who were truly best buds, my Gracie and his Murphy, along with a third dog, Lulu, and her owner, Clara. But that wasn't why Teague was in my house on this early Monday evening. He was here in his role as a carpenter. When he'd finished building shelves for me a few months back, we'd agreed we would next reconfigure two bedrooms closets in my post-World War II colonial. He hadn't been able to start on the project until now because he had another role, substitute teacher. Apparently, teachers developed as bad a case of spring fever as their students, so he was busy subbing right up until the school year ended. Today was his first day on the closet job. Based on previous experience with his methods, this day and a couple more would be devoted to measuring, planning, remeasuring, going over the plan, then checking his remeasurements, before finally writing a list of needed supplies.
If you're doing nothing, why did you slam the computer closed?
He asked. I didn't slam it closed. The man clearly didn't recognize extreme nonchalance when it was right in front of him.
You did.
Didn't. He leaned back against the doorframe of my dining room and considered me. Being considered by Teague O'Donnell was not the most comfortable experience. He had a way of turning his head, first one way, then another, without shifting his gaze away, making me feel as if he were zeroing in an X-ray machine to see below my surface. Did I mention he used to be a police detective? And I have a few secrets I'd like to keep, starting with that abandon all business. To preserve Sheila Mackey's laid-back privacy in Haynes Tavern, I, could not be connected to abandon all, especially if I ever hoped to write and publish without a circus.